Denny.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, much better, buddy.
Hey, what's up, bro?
Great. I'm doing great, man. Thanks for hanging in there. I know the connection's a little shaky, man. I'm here in Denver. You're out there in Croatia.
No, I'm actually in Norway.
Norway, sorry.
Yeah, no worries. Nice. No worries, buddy. You know how Uncle G says, commit first and figure
that's
the rest
right,
out later.
Man. I love it. And, dude, that is just so true when it comes to anything in life, man. I mean, wouldn't you agree that too many of us worry about the minutiae, the little details, you know, whenever we're trying to do something new instead of just starting and seeing what life gives us and
absolutely
staying flexible?
Absolutely, man. 100% true.
I know.
It's all about looking at the bigger picture and not just getting caught up by the details.
Absolutely. And, you know, the details, unfortunately, they never matter that much because facts are we never really know how things are going to turn out. So why pigeonhole ourselves to details towards, you know, a goal that we are envisioning in our minds that may very well, you know, be fluid and change as you just move on and, you know, set foot on the journey. You know what I mean?
That's true, buddy. That's true. I totally agree.
Man. Well, hey, listen, dude, I'm so happy to have you on the show. I want to kind of, you know, give you a quick introduction before we get going with our conversation here. Guys, it's me, Carl Sona here, your host of Discover Your Health Style. And I'm so excited to be joined by my friend, Denny Cosito. Denny, welcome, man.
Thank you so much,
absolutely,
Carl, for having
man.
Me. It's
so
really
to
an
give
honor.
The audience just a little bit of context.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, man. So happy to have you. Just to give the audience a little bit of context as to how we know one another, Denny comes from Norway. About a month ago, it's crazy to think that we're already in March, man. About a month ago, we were both at Grant Cardone's 10X Growth Conference 3 out in Miami. And Denny, you actually, this was your second time attending. Not so. You were actually at the one in Vegas the year prior.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. I was in Vegas the first time. And this was actually my second conference.
Dude, you know what's so funny about that is, so we have Evan and Jeanette as mutual friends, and I actually met them at the second conference in Vegas in that Starbucks line. And dude, it's so funny, man. When I saw you this time in Miami at the third conference, I remember meeting you the year prior in Vegas because of that bow tie, man.
Yeah, but well, now when you're saying it, I'm like almost 100% sure that like you've been in that coffee line,
yes,
like next to Jeanette, I think, because I'm not sure if Evan was there, but I'm pretty sure Jeanette was there, and I think I can remember you.
Yeah, well, it's funny because Evan, I think, it's funny. Evan commented on my jacket because I think he and I were talking real estate, and you know, I lived in Nashville at the time. They were getting ready to move to Nashville, and I do remember you and Jeanette talking, just you know, a few people ahead of us. So it's just so funny how this world sort of works out, man. No coincidences, man.
Well, my father always says that the whole world is a small village.
Wow. Your father's a wise man, man. So I want to jump in, man. I mean, when I actually, you know, obviously we probably, you know, briefly met in Vegas, but we really got, you know, the chance to connect and become better acquainted in Miami. I got to tell you, Denny, I was just so impressed at your hunger for personal development and growth. I mean, I know that over the past few years or so, and I'll let you tell the story, you've been really living life intentionally, you know, seeking knowledge in order to, you know, determine what it is you were meant to do here. And I think it's impressive. And honestly, I think what's more impressive is your commitment. I mean, I don't know anybody that's flying across the pond 2 times, you know, or 2 years in a row, you know, to attend a conference by themselves in a seemingly foreign land in order to progress themselves towards the goal. So, man, I want to acknowledge you real quick and applaud you for, you know, being your hero, man, and showing up for yourself. I think it's absolutely incredible.
Thank you. That I'm doing the things that I'm like supposed to do, you know. So if actually how how it all to like if we should start with that story, how it all started with the self-improvement thing.
Yeah, was... man. I mean, that's where I'd love to go. So, you know, the whole framework of the show, Denny, Discover Your House Style, it's all about it's all about getting really clear on listening to our internal voice. We all have this guiding light within us that is put within us from birth. I believe these are just my opinions. I haven't studied this, but it's put within us to really shape and mold us towards the direction of, you know, what we were you know, intended to do here on earth. But, you know, as a result of living our lives, being told that we can't do certain things or getting caught up in external noise, that voice tends to get drowned out at times. And I think it causes a lot of confusion. It causes a lot of frustration. Quite frankly, a lot of unhappiness when we become disconnected from that voice. So my whole goal with this show is to just get a little vulnerable, talk about, you know, what we're all doing in our individual lives to try to move towards, you know, the things that quite frankly intrigue us and light us up, the things that we've somehow become disconnected from, you know, as a result of just living, you know, in this fast-paced modern world. And the whole idea of having, you know, people such as yourself on the show is to provide a platform. You know, I see you as a person that I look up to, quite frankly, and I know you're going to do some great things. So
thank you so much, Carl. I mean, it's
absolutely.
It's reciprocal, brother.
Like, yeah, man, dude, absolutely. So the whole idea is like, hey, like Denny's obviously tapped into something that's, you know, helping him show up for himself, helping him listen to that voice that's steering him, you know, across the Atlantic Ocean to come to a conference. I wonder if we could all share and tease out certain things so that we can also adopt them in our lives and, you know, start to set out on that intentional journey as well too, man. So yeah, man, I mean, if you want to kick things off and talk about how things started off for you, I'd love, you know, for the listeners to hear your story.
Yeah, of course, of course. Well, I would like to start with a quote from actually Steve Jobs, when he said that it's basically impossible to connect the dots looking forward, you can only connect them looking backwards. And now where I am like today at this point, and when I look back, it totally makes sense. Because for example, like to begin how it all started, my journey with like self-improvement, basically like when I was in high school, my goal was to be a forensic scientist.
Yep.
But then, like, as I was moving.
Yeah.
It's not, like, it's not an option anymore. And basically, I was, like, I didn't have a clear vision what I would like to do. I knew that the natural sciences, like biology, physics, and chemistry.
Yeah.
As I said, I didn't have a clear vision which university to go to. And then I had like a list of like 10 universities because we had like a state exam. And I got my first like option was molecular biology. And I wasn't accepted because I was like 47th out of 35. That, I mean, the 35 was the number of the attendees that could actually like make one class.
Yeah.
I was 47th, as I said. So this option dropped. And then I had a second thing, which was like laboratory diagnostics, which I didn't actually quite frankly knew what that meant at that time. It just like sounded interesting to me. And then I said, okay, since I got in, I said, okay, I will enroll. But then at the same time, my father suggested me, why wouldn't you like try to start or go to university in Italy, since I'm leaving? Actually, I'm coming from a small place in Croatia that's 30 like kilometers from Italy, but I'm working and living now in Norway. So this was the option why my father actually suggested that, since I'm living that close to the Italian border. And I know I'm fluent in Italian, like it's my mother tongue.
Yeah.
But then when he suggested that, I said, okay, we can try. But the thing was that in the beginning, I was eager to, okay, I will go and study in Italy. But like the longer the time passed, I was hesitant because I started to realize, okay, you're now going alone into like in a different country, and I was 17 at the time. And basically, I freaked out, and I think just the fear overcame,
yeah,
like me so myself.
Let's take a quick pause there. I want to kind of go deep and explore the root of that fear. So it sounds like you had your first bit of adversity, right, with not really knowing which university to go to. You were actually not accepted into that program. How did you deal with that initial?
How did you deal with that initial
adversity before taking your father's recommendation to explore the school in Italy? Was that a blow for you, or what was that like?
I was very disappointed, okay. And I didn't see that coming, because I, like, the whole time I really believed, okay, this is the right choice for me, and I will be accepted no matter what, because you had, basically you got the results from your exams that you took, and we got the rank after that, and you had the expected kind of move or like shift that you will make, since what you got was based on whether other people had got in.
Yeah.
With the expected kind of shift, they said that I will be 99th on the list. But I said, I'm going in, like, no matter what. And when I reached the to drop, and then I came, like, to 50 and, like, 49, 48. And I think the day before the final day, the day of the decision, I was 48. And I said, okay, I'm, like, expecting the next day I was 47th. So,
okay.
I didn't make it actually in the first 35. And I think that kind of like broke me a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, I think to have an idea of where it is you want to go, and then to quickly see that the universe doesn't have that same plan for you, that can definitely be emotionally crushing. You know what I mean? But.
Exactly. I mean, when I'm looking at, like, now at that time, I mean, choosing a university shouldn't be such, like, so big of a problem, you know, because you can always make a different choice. But at that time, I mean, the problem was huge.
Right. Well, cool, man. And so now you're faced with potentially going to Italy, and there's all these emotions of fear. How did you push past that?
Exactly. Well, there was always this, like, I was divided into two parts, whether I should go to Italy or whether I should go and study in Croatia. Uh-huh. I really lost, many, many days, because this we are talking about over, I think it was a 6-month period. And it was really a living hell, because I was always, like, dwelling whether I should go there or not. I was basically dealing with depression. I was really depressed. Because every time when it was, like, a funny moment or, like, an opportunity to be happy, even if I wanted to smile, I always remembered, but, dude, you still have to make, like, the choice.
And so it was, like, a dark cloud.
I mean, this was really, like, basically, yes. And then I said, I was consulting with so many people, my grandma, grandpa, mother, father, brother, you know, basically, you're always asking others, okay, what should I do? And then I heard a quote. I can't remember who said it, but I mean, your life is like your own thing. Other people can walk beside you, but no one can actually walk it for you.
Yeah.
So I basically you have to make your own choices.
Yeah.
And then I said one day, okay, like, enough. I will just choose to go and study in Croatia, because my brother was there in that city.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I will have at least one person that I know, and it's going to be so much easier, you know.
I love that, man. It's so interesting, but how when we're faced with difficult decisions, it's almost like we want to take ourselves out of the driver's seat, and it's something that a lot of human beings do. I mean, here in America, I don't know if it's a big thing in Norway or Croatia, people love to go to, like, psychic readers, or these people that, like, do, like what they call tarot cards. And one of my friends does it quite often. And I asked her, I was like, why do you, like, you know, entrust your the outcome of your life into a psychic reader? And she really couldn't answer me. But I thought more and more about it. And I was like, man, it seems like somewhere in our upbringing, we've been rewired to, you know, take ourselves out of that decision-making process. Maybe it's a feeling of shame, like, hey, I may make the wrong decision and I don't want to look at myself, you know, from a negative light, because ultimately it would be my fault, or I'm not sure what it is, but I love that.
Well, the thing that, sorry to interrupt you, just the thing that I think what's going on is because people refuse to take control over their life.
Right.
Because they think if, okay, if I decision and it turns out to be a wrong one, I have to deal with the consequences. Yeah. But if someone else makes like a decision,
well, it's like a scapegoat.
You will always, exactly. You will always have someone to blame. You know, it's easier to blame than to just take control. This is the whole point.
Yeah, man. I think that's a huge point we just discovered there, Danny. I mean, folks need to get comfortable with accepting blame. Right, wrong, or indifferent. Hey, guys, listen.
Exactly.
If you're getting ready to make a decision, don't look to your grandma or grandpa. I mean, facts are they live in a completely different time than what you currently live
in.
So that's actually a very, very poor well to go and seek information from.
Exactly.
I think we need to become more confident, again, in listening to that guiding light that we all have within us and moving forward.
Exactly.
Knowing that, hey, listen, when you stay true to yourself, there's no way that you can't win. You know, the only way you don't win is when you quit. You know, no matter what is thrown in your direction. So I love that, Danny.
Exactly. But the thing was to, like, return to that story when I decided to go to study in Croatia. When I told that to my parents, my mother said, I totally support you because this is your life, you know. And the thing was that we spent quite a lot of money to translate all my papers and documents from Croatian to Italian. And then my father said that, Danny, I'm really you disappointed me because I was really thinking that you were going to study in Italy. This was a big thing for my father. And when my father said that, like, I disappointed him, because I mean, I always see my father as my, you know, my hero, my idol.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just said, this was the final breaking point. And I just went outside for a walk, and it was, of course, like the worst day ever. It was like dark because it was like late in the evening.
Like out of a movie.
And yeah. I mean, it was very dark. It was, of course, it was raining like hell. And I just went next to the beach. I sat down in on a bench, and then I started crying because, I mean, I didn't know what else to do, you know?
Yeah.
So I said, okay, this is like the lowest point ever that I touched.
Yeah.
And then I said, okay, anyway, I made this decision. But the thing that really helped me in that point, like, you know, the light at the end of the tunnel was actually a cartoon.
Futurama. Yeah.
As funny as it may sound, but the thing was that since I was, like, when I got home from high school, it was like 2:30 p.m. And of course, Futurama was. I remember that was one particular episode where Bender, the robot, got lost in space, and he, like, suddenly bumped into a cloud that turned out to be God or a computer program, as they said, and they started to, like, talk about what's right and what's wrong. And then I will never forget this, like, this cloud or God or computer program, whatever, right or wrong are only words. The only thing that really matters is what you do. And I mean, at that time, it really struck me, like, wow. Because it at that point, everything made sense.
Yeah.
if you understand. And then this really reinforced my decision, my choice that I will actually study to, I will go and study in Croatia. And even though it may turn out that this is not the, like, my life path or my choice, I will make a different choice, and I will, like, deal with the consequences.
Wow.
I will adapt along the way.
So hearing this cartoon, it's funny. I used to watch it from time to time as well. It's so interesting.
Me too.
How the, you know, life can give us answers when we least expect it. So in your situation, this came through a Futurama episode. You heard the only thing that matters is what you do. So talk to me, give me some details as to like where your mindset was when you heard those words. Was it like the fog just completely disappeared? Was it like, you know, sort of a light bulb being turned on? Like, give me some visceral emotion as to what that's like. I really want people to get a, you know, a deeper sense as to what that moment of clarity can look like for them and how they can potentially stay, you know, aware or attuned to that from just different sources of life.
Let's say, like, how can I picture this moment is, I'm pretty sure that like you had a headache before and all the like the person that is listening now had a headache in their lives for sure. And at that time, I really felt like I'm having a terrible, terrible headache. And I actually couldn't actually deal anymore with it. And then when I heard that, that quote, or when I was watching that cartoon, it's basically, it was the same effect when you take the pill. Basically like that. The headache just stopped. And it was like no noise whatsoever, complete stillness and complete clarity.
Thank you for that description, Danny. I think that's so interesting, man. I mean, I know a lot of us can definitely identify with what a headache feels like. And I think that's a very interesting way that you kind of position it to this whole, you know, place of challenge that you were in your life, just not knowing what to do. It's like, again, all these noises, what does grandma think? Dad's disappointed, mom's over here, you know what I mean? And like, you're just trying to like, you're trying to like keep all of these different noises and opinions at bay and just sort of find your own way. And so to hear it through a cartoon, that's so interesting.
Man. Exactly. It really is. Exactly. But the thing was, actually, now I also can like say, because now I can actually see today that the another reason why I was like unhappy at that time is because I wanted to fulfill other people's like dreams and requests. Because I was always like, when I was asking my like grandparents and my parents for their opinion, they will always like suggest you based on their own dreams and their own goals, you know. And if you're trying to like satisfy others, you will be the one that remained unsatisfied. You'll always be unhappy, depressed. So that's the thing. Just no matter what you do or no matter the choices that you make, be 100% sure that it's your decision, not anybody else's.
Yeah, man. I mean,
this is the thing.
That's so important. At the end of the day, you have to like put yourself to bed every night and then wake up every morning and look at yourself in the mirror. You know, you're not going to see mom or grandma or dad in the mirror with you. It's going to be you. So I think people need to take more stock in that and just more self-acceptance for what the decision ultimately is, knowing that you are the one that needs to pilot, you know, the vehicle that is you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed. Yeah. So just like this you may like listen to some advices where advice is backed by the people, the things they heard through their life.
Right.
It's not necessarily true.
And that's so key. I mean, sorry to cut you off. I mean, I think we all need to be very self-aware as to where we're getting advice from. You know, just because people are family members, yes, they love us. Yes, they have nothing but best intentions for us. But, you know, if they haven't lived where you're trying to go, what business do you have seeking any advice from them? You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. I totally understand. Totally understand. Because as Albert Einstein said, if you're following the crowd, you will always end up where the crowd ends up, or other people. But if you like go off the well-worn path, you will reach other places that like the other people didn't. It's
so
all about that.
That's a phenomenal quote by Einstein. I absolutely love that. And I think that's a great segue for you to help us pivot into your decision post deciding, okay, you're going to go against your father's will and go to Croatia. So Talk to us about how things Indeed. Started to come together for you after that decision.
After that, I mean, I never actually dwelled too much after I made the decision, whether this decision is right or wrong. I said, this is the thing that I like chose, and I'm willing to deal with the consequences. But another actually moment of clarity came when I met with a friend, an old friend, Dorian,
yeah.
and we started to books and self-improvement, because we were like, we went to high school together in the same class. And we have like a similar mentality, because we are always, we all, like both of us are coming from a very small place. So, you know, when like, when you're coming from a small place with like, 4,000 people, if you try to do something different, you will be judged. That's like out of question.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's like, so, who does Danny and Dorian think they are, like, you know, going against the grain? Are they cool?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Judgment passed.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But then he came across Tony Robbins, and he had his program, Unleash the Power Within. And then he gave that program to me, and then I started to like investigate, and I really liked it. This also like opened my kind of like my vision.
Yeah.
But the thing that influenced me was his, like the thing that he said to me. He said that, Danny, it doesn't matter what, like which which problem you have at this very, like at this very moment, there was almost certainly like another individual through the course, over the course of the like history, that had the same problem, and that they actually, it's up to you to find it.
Wow.
And it's really like, this was another moment of clarity, like another pill for my headache.
Yeah, literally, man. Another pill for your headache. Yeah. I love that. But like, that's so, so powerful, because I think to your point, you know, going back to your analogy of this whole headache, right? When people are going through their own individual headaches, mm-hmm. you're only, your vision is so nearsighted, right? Because you're just dealing with the pain and the headache that you forget that. You forget that other people have headaches too, right? And so what happens is the walls of your mind begin to kind of close in on yourself, and you take a very narrow perspective, like, wow, why me? Why have I been dealt, you know, this challenge of going through this headache? Like, nobody else knows what it's like to go through what I'm going through. But your friend, he really offered you a hell of a baton there. He said, hey, Danny, like, come along. You know, there's other people that have been where you are, rather than stay here and you know, falling prey to this whole victim's mentality. Let's take a proactive approach and go and seek other people that have experienced this type of headache, and find how they overcame it, and use that to propel ourselves past this.
Exactly.
I love it. That is so cool.
Yeah. I mean, it's every single one of us has negative thoughts that are going on, like they're going on in the background of our mind. And when you're basically facing a tough decision or like some tough times, they just, it's like someone turns the volume up and you can really hear them. But I've learned that just be aware of them, acknowledge them, but then you have to elevate yourself on a higher state so that they are not bothering anymore. You can picture that, for example, when you're about to take your like plane for one place, like, and in that place where you are on the airport, it's raining like hell. Everything is gray. But then once you actually take off, and when you go above the clouds, which are like negative thoughts, you can see the sun. It's like the perfect weather. It's the same thing.
That's a great point. I don't know if you meditated at all, Danny, but that's sort of a common analogy that is often alluded to or spoken about in the meditation community. And it's the whole idea that there's always blue sky. And blue sky is just sort of like, you know, a place of mental calmness, tranquility, peace, however you want to look at that.
Exactly.
But, you know, when clouds roll in, aka negative thoughts, they are not you. Like, people should not assign a negative cloud that is just sort of passing through as part of their blue sky. No, that is just a temporary, fleeting thought, an emotion, a feeling that will pass. And so it's very important to
exactly,
to, you know, to what you're saying, to elevate, you know, beyond that,
exactly,
and understand that there's always blue sky there. There's always that headspace that is free of all that negativity and all those different challenges. You know what I mean? So it's so important to not over assign yourself to those things that are very fleeting and very temporary. You know.
And I will leave you with another very, very good quote regarding the storm and, you know, gray clouds and things like that. The quote said that the pigeons always seek shelter, like in between the trees, but the eagle flies above the storm. Mm.
So we should all be eagles.
Indeed.
I love it.
Indeed. Because, I mean, too many people are just living life, being average, like pigeons, seeking shelter.
So,
and
so
taking action.
Yeah, so guys, listen to that. Don't be a pigeon. Be an eagle like Denny. I love that.
Indeed.
So, Denny,
indeed.
Can you kind of offer the audience, I mean, thank you so much for giving us all that background, that context. I think a lot of people are going to be able to relate to that on various different levels. But I would love to give the audience some insight as to how you are being an eagle right now in your life and where you are going, what you're currently working on and where you're going. Talk about, you know, how deliberate you're being, you know, maybe some of the storms that you're still having to sort of navigate around, but what you do on a daily basis to ensure that, you know, you're going to find blue sky and move towards your
course. Okay. So the thing, if some of the listeners heard about Les Brown, pretty sure they did. He said that the first 20 minutes in your day, once you get up, once you wake up, are the most important 20 minutes that will actually determine how your day is going to look like, whether you will have a good or a bad day. So I start my day with just eating breakfast and just listening to some bit or audiobooks or podcasts or videos on YouTube. And it doesn't need to be exactly 20 minutes. And of course, you don't need to basically just constrain yourself on videos and things. You can always put some very, very nice music that you that empowers you and puts you in a happy state.
I think the key thing to keep in mind here, and I love this, thank you for sharing this principle from Les. Les is a tremendous thought leader. But the key here is, folks, take control of your day. I think too many of us wake up automatically being very responsive to life's demands. You know, we check our phone. The inbox is already being, flooded with a bunch of emails, things that we need to respond to, or people hop on the social media thing. And again, they start sort of giving away their control and their power of the day. I was talking to a friend recently, and he told me that, the second we leave our homes is the second that we are automatically vulnerable to, the millions of things that can go wrong in our lives. You know, not to take a pessimistic approach of our life.
Exactly,
As soon as you step out of your home, you literally are open to so many
you're on your own.
That can come and implant themselves within your life and cause a lot of havoc. So he talked about being very, very intentional and protective over his first 20 or 30 minutes, and trying to control. This is actually David Goggins. I call him a friend. David Goggins just wrote a book called You Can't Hurt Me. And so he talks about the same thing that you're talking about, Denny, really putting yourself in the driver's seat, saying, hey, listen, I'm going to go run 5 miles because I want to do that. Or like you said, I'm going to wake up and just meditate a little bit, eat some breakfast, listen to some music, whatever you can to kind of control your own state of being before you go out and you're, left prey to
the whatever gets you going, for sure. And then in addition to those 20 minutes, then I just had to work. Now I'm actually working in Norway on a research institute at the Department of Biotechnology. But I always try to squeeze in, in my working day, to squeeze in some audiobooks. When I'm doing something that it's kind of automated, you don't need to think too much. I always like to just squeeze some content because you need to consume new information in order to broaden up your basically your view. We are constantly surrounded by like abundance, opportunities, prosperity, and wealth. It's up to us to just see them and just take them, grab them. Well, you know, if you don't have the information, if you don't have the information, you won't be able to see them like as an opportunity.
So, you know, so guys, a very quick way to kind of think about what Denny just taught us here is, you ever like buy a new pair of tennis shoes and then all of a sudden you see those tennis shoes everywhere, you know, or maybe you bought a new car and you see that car everywhere. It's something called the reticular activating system in the mind. Ed Mylett talks a lot about this, and it's the whole idea of what you consume, you now start to see. So if you don't know what you want to do, you know, let's say you're torn between two different career paths, or you're just not sure what the right decision is, you know, I would just really make a conscious effort to not be so hard on yourself, but instead, to what you were saying earlier, Denny, somebody else has been right where you are. Go and seek models. Go and seek models and listen to their information. Listen to their content. You know, put yourself in the rooms of people that you think you want to, you know, be like. And all of a sudden, you'll start to consume that, and you'll create a better environment within, you know, your mind, body, and soul.
Exactly.
In order to make those appropriate decisions for yourself moving forward, whatever that looks like.
I mean, it's all about shifting the focus to like your situation right now. Oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Stop like thinking about how you don't know what to do and start doing. Like start trying new things. You know, start trying new things. You will never know if you like something or not if you never tried it. So try it out. You don't need to like think too much. It doesn't need to be for like 10 years. It can be one day. I mean, you always get the feeling like when you start something, you know, whether you like it or not. But I also have to mention, sorry to cut you off there, but whether you like something or not is determined based on like your results. Because if you're doing something and you don't get the results, it's like 99%, you will not like the thing that you do. But from the moment when you start getting the results, there's like kind of a feeling that you'll get, I might like this, you know? So we just stick with something until you get the first results and then decide.
Okay. That's interesting. So two things that I just love that you said that I want to, you know, touch back on and go a little deeper on. So number one, start doing. Denny, what if people literally don't know how to start or there's fear? I mean, is there like a little hack? Is there a little trick that they can keep top of mind to push them towards that thing?
Yeah, this is also like, I got this question a lot, for example, because I'm reading like a book a week, and then people ask me, okay, where should I start? Which book should I pick up? It was the same with me. I just started, I mean, you know, it's been with so many books that are existing nowadays, you feel like you're just swimming in the sea, you know, you're like out in the open ocean. But the thing is that like pick one book, it doesn't matter which type of book it is, you will get one golden nugget, like one piece of information from that book that will actually guide you to the second book. And then the second book will guide you to the third book. It's the same thing with like, if you don't know what to do, start with one thing. What the one thing will give you the one piece of information that will propel you to the second thing. And then the third thing. And then the third thing is actually going to multiply itself, and it's, you know, it spreads.
So that's important for people to really keep in mind. I love that you touched on that, the idea of compounding activity. Indeed. I think one of the best things that you can do to what you're saying, Denny, is for you to put yourself in a state of motion. You have to realize that when you stand still, that's when you die. That's when the fog never goes anywhere.
Indeed.
You know, that's where you don't have any type of clarity as to the next thing. Much better to take imperfect action, not really knowing where things are going to go, not getting caught up in the details, and trusting that you will organically find your way. And, you know, while you're taking some of these steps, you know, trivial as it may sound, or, you know, as it could kind of seem as, you know, trial and error, that's fine. Because what happens is you are now stacking experiences. You are stacking these actions that will
You're gathering data.
They will exponentially grow, you know?
Yeah, you're gathering data along the way.
Exactly.
And people need to realize that done now is better than perfect
100%.
Later. Because a lot of people are actually hiding behind the concept of perfection, which will never be attained. Yeah. Because I mean, if you're comparing yourself to the marketplace nowadays, you have so many products that are going out every day. I mean, even if you have the most perfect product, you will always have something new, and then you will be replaced. You know,
right?
So just be consistent.
Oh my God, I love that.
Rather than be perfect.
I love that, Danny. I mean, like, think about any like piece of technology. Like, if Apple
waited
for the longest time to like release an iPhone, you know what I mean? And instead of just like, you know, releasing it and then, you know, retroactively working on like the bug fixes, that, you know, I got an iPhone, so they are always releasing a new software update, you know what I mean, to fix those bugs.
Exactly.
Like, at least they took action and they got the product in my hand, and as a result, they've revolutionized lives. Like, if Steve Jobs waited, you know, to figure out how, instead of 1,000 songs in your pocket, which is what he initially pitched, you know, how do we have like 100,000 songs?
Good point.
We wouldn't have the iPhone today. You know what I mean? Or something else would become more relevant. So folks, stay relevant by putting yourself in the arena. It's time to get out of the spectator bleachers and be in the arena and be an active player. And just trust that you will find your way by taking imperfect action consistently.
Indeed.
You will find that ladder that you're supposed to be perched up atop. You will.
Indeed, yes. Indeed. I'm really happy that you touched this, the point about changing other people's lives, because you have the information inside yourself, like, that's being gathered through all the like life situations that you have had. And this information is actually, I mean, you are able to change someone else's life, because someone else is going through the same thing that you like went through. So just like stop playing small and think like, okay, I'm miserable, I'm insignificant. Just go out there. Someone needs and is looking for you, like your information. Just go out there.
Dude, I love that, man. I mean, I mean, it's part of the reason why I started this show, Denny, truthfully. I mean, you know, obviously, I've been really into self-development over the past year. So I never was a guy that felt like I had any like real true skills or hobbies or talents, you know, until I found self-development. It really has made me really take on a different look in life, you know, because I'm just so excited every day to be like living with purpose and slowly marching towards whatever the goal is. And so I started the show because I feel like, you know, I've struggled. I've found so many times that I get stuck in my head. Do I have anything to offer?
I hear you, bro, 100%.
I would urge the audience, anytime you start playing those false stories, know that you have something to offer, because somebody else has second or third guessed themselves, which is why you should be talking about whatever it is that you're trying to work towards and your challenges. Again, I've said it and I'm going to say it again. We are all put here to do this game of life together. I think, you know, we're all living our separate lives, but we're all doing it in this same shared space. So why not share where we've been? I mean, it's part of the human experience.
Yeah.
Why not look to, you know, bring those lines of connectivity together so that we can all, you know, rise to higher pastures with one another.
Exactly. You reach only so much by yourself. When you connect with others, I mean, it's basically, you are limitless. That's the thing. Right. And I'm always faced with the question, just like, now I'm living and working in Norway, and said, when I go home for holidays, there is always someone that asks me, Danny, when will you return? Or will you return? I said, yeah. I mean, will you return? I said, yeah, for holiday. I don't see the point in returning. You know, I really believe that I have so much to offer to the world. And if I return, if I stay in my hometown with like 4,000 people, I'm playing small and I'm not living up to my potential. I don't know how to express this, but I really feel that I'm harming others by playing it safe, you know?
You are. You know why you are? Because by returning, you're essentially turning your back on the hundreds of thousands of people,
exactly,
millions, multi-millions of people that you could be helping otherwise by keeping your gifts,
exactly,
you know, to your local playground, if that makes any sense. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Exactly. Indeed. Yeah. Indeed. And I want to touch this topic to like other people's and to kind of round up the story about the 20 minutes morning routine. I really got inspired by this like 20 minutes morning routine and how the 20 minutes will actually determine your day. And then Les Brown also said another interesting thing that the like highest percentage of heart attacks occur on Monday morning from 8 to 10 a.m. when people are driving to work because they're unsatisfied with their lives. And I took these two informations and I asked myself, how can I give back to others? And then I started the Monday Talks live videos that I'm making on my Facebook channel every Monday.
Right.
And they are like from 15 to 20 minutes in length, because I really thought that if I can kind of give one piece of information to someone, like to one person that's going when I was in high school, because I heard that quote and it really helped me. If I can deliver one piece of information to one person that's going through hell, and if I can kind of like make their day better, I did my thing.
Dude, that's incredible, man. Oh my God. You just gave me some goosebumps, truthfully, because this is exactly what I think we should all be striving to do. I mean, essentially what you're saying is you have gone out, you know, you've looked to go and find somebody that's been where you are, in this case, Les Brown. You've taken this piece of data, you know, which is, I never knew that, and it makes a lot of sense. Monday morning, 8 to 10, most amount of heart attacks. And you've asked yourself a better question: how can I be a difference maker? And then you're actually living it out. That's absolutely incredible, dude. And I will tell you guys one thing too. One thing that I've learned is when you're going through your headaches, your challenges, your confusions, your low points, one of the quickest things you can ever do to automatically elevate yourself back into the blue sky is to do something for somebody else. It's so important, guys.
Exactly.
I mean, success.
If you want to help yourself, help somebody
success
else first.
Is service. And again, it goes back to what I've been saying, that we're all in this game of life to help one another out. So look to elevate somebody else when you're going through it, because you know that same kindness will be repaid upon to you when you're in that situation.
Exactly.
And that's how it should be.
It's
we're
all about
here to help.
Indeed. It's all about getting like giving something back.
Yeah.
You know?
Danny, thank you so much.
You will be judged, criticized, hated, because as I said, if you want to be judged and if you're coming from a small place, just make a Facebook live video or Instagram live and you will see how like all the friends will start to criticize you, friends in the parentheses.
Well, let's talk about that real quick. Since you brought that up, that's very interesting. And I would contend that's one of the key reasons as to why people, you know, don't put themselves out there and why people aren't actively looking to share their gifts with the world is this whole fear of, oh my God, what are they going to say? You know what I mean? How do you deal with that?
Exactly.
How do you tackle that head on?
What are they going to say? Well, as I said, no matter what you do in life, you need to have a strong why.
Oh, okay.
Because if you have a strong why, you can endure almost anything.
Right.
I basically realized this when I started to go to university, because I'm really like attached to my family, and every time when I had to like move or when I had to basically like leave them, it really like kind of, I don't know, a piece of me died inside. And then I said, okay, I cannot live my life anymore like this. I said, what can I do to kind of stop feeling bad for myself, to like living away from my family? And then I said, well, Danny, it doesn't matter how small the progress that you're having, but by like living abroad and working abroad, you will be able to provide your like current family and your future family with a better future. Mm. And when I have this why, like I'm doing this for my family, I really don't care who says what and what's like, you know what I mean? I really don't care about the naysayers and all the haters. Right. They're all feeding my beasts, as Grant Cardone said, which are my goals.
Right.
So I really encourage everyone that's listening to this episode right now, have a strong why.
Yes. Yes.
It's very important.
Absolutely. And you know, to piggyback off of that, very well said, Denny. I think people should start to look at naysayers and criticism as a strong indicator that you're doing the right thing. Denny, you made a great post the other day.
100%.
You made a great 100%. Yeah, you made a great post on Instagram the other day. I'm kind of forgetting, you know, verbatim what it said, but essentially you were saying, hey, you know, when you start to hit, you know, the tough times, you know that you're
you're on the right path when things stopped being easy.
Yes, that's it. Thank you so much. And that one really hit home for me, because I think I was having a little bit of a tough day where, you know, that self-talk, the negative self-talk, the clouds started rolling in and I was starting to self-attach.
It's always there.
And then I saw that post on IG and I was like, oh man, this is actually a good thing, which is weird. It's weird to think about it that way, but it's so true. If we can just start to make that little mental shift, it can really do wonders, you know?
Yeah, in 100%.
Yeah.
The thing is that I always say to myself, the tougher the times, the bigger the motivation.
Wow.
For me.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that 100%.
So it doesn't matter how hard you're having it right now. Just basically let it motivate you.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how life is trying to push you down. The lower you get, or the lower you start, the higher you will reach.
Yeah. Wow.
It's all about that. Wow. It's all about that.
I love it, man. I love it. Well, dude, we're coming up on time here. I do want to give you an opportunity. I mean, like I said, I'm just so impressed with you, Denny. I can't wait to continue to see, you know, all of the value that you're going to be giving to this world, the things that you're going to go on to do, the people that you're going to go on to serve. I'm feeling extremely grateful and humble to even call you a friend, truthfully. And I'm not just saying this to butter you up, but
thank you so much, Carl. I mean, I'm really speechless. It's reciprocal, brother.
Man, one of the biggest things for me is just, you know, surrounding myself with just, you know, stellar people. So you're by far one of those people. But I want you to quickly talk about what you're going to offer this world. I mean, Daddy, look at this as you seeing yourself 10 or 15 years down the line. Like, what have you offered? I want you to make that proclamation here today. And why I invite you to do this is you've got a tremendous amount of greatness within you. It's no secret. And I think there's going to be something so cool about how we are documenting this today, March 2nd, 2019. And then for us to like look in the future and be like, wow, you know, Denny not only hit those targets that he declared here today on Discover Your Health Style, but he actually completely blew the lid off. I mean, he went on and just did some stellar things. So in a few sentences or whatever's on your heart, buddy, just share what you are going to do. I want you to make that manifestation here today.
The biggest idea that I'm having currently in my mind, or the vision that I'm having, is since I, like when I was younger, I really struggled with public speaking. Uh-huh. I really had troubles about that. And I started to kind of gather information and learn about the art of public speaking, because it doesn't matter whether like people acknowledge it or not, you will be forced or put into the like on stage and you will have to like give a public speech once in your life. And I really have the will and that idea to start the public speaking academy, because I really want to help other people to overcome the fear of public speaking and just enjoy it. Because I mean, once you understand how it goes and once you learn about that, it's really a pleasurable experience. So this is the biggest idea that I have right now in my mind. And if you ask me, where do you see yourself in 10, 20 years? I see myself as the like founder and CEO of the Public Speaking Academy, and I'm helping other people overcoming the fear with like coaching, mentoring, online webinars, and the online university, you know?
Yeah,
with courses.
Yeah. I love it, man. You're going to do it. There's not a doubt in my mind. You know, your relentless commitment towards discovering, again, your purpose, as I've said it many times already in our, you know, short discussion here today, is really second to none, man. So I don't see anything getting in the way of you making that dream come to life, brother.
Thank you, man. I really believe that no matter what you want to achieve in life or what you're striving for, you already possess it. It's up to you to just go out there and grab it.
Wow.
It's only a matter of time.
Wow. So
yeah, everything is within everything is within your reach. Just like basically spread the arms and grab it.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Danny, it's been a pleasure, buddy. I am so thankful, like I said, to have met you, to call you a friend, to have you,
thank you so much,
social
Carl.
Circle, and to have had you on the show to share all these wonderful nuggets with everybody. Literally,
thank you.
Hey, real quick before I let you go, where can people follow you? I'm going to put this in the show.
Exactly. Notes. Exactly. I actually wanted to say that. So on Instagram, my name is deni.kosetto, deni.kosetto. Uh-huh. And on Facebook is Danny Cosetto. Basically, it's
awesome. Awesome.
Simple.
I will have a couple of links in those show notes, brother. And I look forward
thanks
to
so much
with you soon, man.
Thank you so much, Carl. It has been really an honor to be a guest on your podcast. I really enjoyed the whole experience, and I mean, I can't wait to get in touch with you again.
Likewise,
as you said to me, I know that you're like you were born to make great things, and I'm pretty sure that, not pretty sure, I can say 100% sure that you will achieve anything that you set your mind to. So just disregard all the obstacles and just keep pushing, brother.
I love it, man. God bless you, Danny. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless you. God bless you. Talk to you soon. Bye bye.
Bye bye.